The talks can't go on indefinitely. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Russia's foreign minister said today, adding for now, they are still open for diplomacy, but still upset the U.S. and our allies refuse to give in to demands. They never let Ukraine join NATO amid fears Russia might invade. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
We've got to realize that this is a very, very dangerous, difficult situation. We are on the edge of a precipice, but there is still time for President Putin to step back.
There's news on the probe into the Trump-Russia probe's origins that the former president calls spying bigger than Watergate. The special counsel investigating is implicating Hillary Clinton associates trying to access computers at Trump Tower and the White House.
The servers here at the executive office of the president, then Trump, may have had traffic improperly monitored by someone who was paid by the Clinton campaign as recently as 2017.
Fox's Peter Doocy at the White House. President Biden may interview potential Supreme Court nominees this week. He's vowed to make history, choosing the first black woman to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. And Democrats should be back at full strength by then at the Senate. Fox's Jared Halpern explains live.
New Mexico Senator Ben Ray Lujan says he'll start rehabilitation before a return to the U.S. Senate in a few more weeks.
I'm going to make a full recovery. I'm going to walk out of here. I'm going to beat this, and I'm going to be stronger once I come out.
Lujan was hospitalized last month after experiencing dizziness. He had surgery to relieve pressure on his brain. Seated next to members of his medical team, he says he now plans to be ready to vote on legislation and a Supreme Court nominee.
Rest assured, New Mexicans can know they will have a voice and a vote during this process.
Lujan's vote could be crucial in advancing a nominee without Republican support in a 50-50 divided Senate, Dave.
Jared, prosecutors may rest their case today at the federal trial of three fired Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Arrested in Albuquerque, the man suspected of riding his bike around the New Mexico city over the weekend, stabbing 11 people. Two of them were critically injured. A Russian figure skater will be allowed to keep competing at the Winter Games, despite Kamila Valieva failed pre-Olympic drug test. Why? Matthew Reeb is Court of Arbitration for Sport Director General.
The athlete is under 16 and is a protected person under the World Anti-Doping Code.
If Valieva wins again like she did with the Russian team last week, there will be no medal ceremonies. The American women's hockey team just beat Finland 4-1 to advance the gold medal game against Canada. Team USA won a 16th Olympic medal today. Megan Nick took bronze in women's aerial skiing, but 7 of the 16 U.S. medals in Beijing are gold. The Americans now in third place, 5 behind the leader Norway. It's a super day at Disneyland for the Rams and their fans celebrating there today.
The Los Angeles Rams are Super Bowl champions for the first time. Playing in their home, SoFi Stadium, the Rams jumped out to a 13-3 lead on the Cincinnati Bengals before the AFC champs scored 17 straight points. Bengals led 20-16 late in the fourth quarter when the Rams put together their longest drive of the game, 15 plays that ended with a go-ahead score.
Pass. Touchdown.
On NBC, second touchdown for Cooper Kupp. The Bengals had a chance, got to the Rams' 49-yard line, but on fourth down and one, Joe Burrow threw an incomplete pass, and the Rams held on to win 23-20.
Now time for the Super Bowl MVP, Cooper Kupp.
On NBC, Cooper Kupp, the seventh wide receiver to win the award. First title for the Rams since they won the Super Bowl in 2000 as the St. Louis Rams. Jared Max, Fox News.
It is a mixed Monday on Wall Street. The Dow is selling off. It's down almost 300 points, but the NASDAQ is on the rise, adding about 50. While the price of oil goes up again, its surge has gas costing a lot more. The price at the pump is up 15 cents the past 3 weeks. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.